With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The partial government shutdown is over, but difficult negotiations over Homeland Security funding continue on Capitol Hill. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
When Congress approved the final government funding bills, it passed a temporary two-week extension for Homeland Security. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. The two parties have until Friday to reach an agreement. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries warned that Democrats would not support any more stopgap funding without substantial changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he expects an agreement to be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he is stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, "Difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post," unquote. Lewis and the Post billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in a meeting with staff announcing these layoffs.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington on Wednesday about the U.S. talks with Iran. Iran's foreign minister has threatened American military bases in the region a day after indirect discussions in Oman. Netanyahu's office says the prime minister believes that negotiations must include limiting Iran's ballistic missiles. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed multi-billion-dollar investment agreements, including a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has concluded the San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The Education Department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. The university, located in California, would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to female athletes. The Trump administration has taken action against a series of states, schools, and colleges. Protestant denominations aren't the only one facing religious groups' internal fractures over liberalism. Pope Leo is facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics. A breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass, the Society of Pius X, has announced plans to consecrate new bishops without papal consent. The Swiss-based society, which has schools, chapels, and seminaries around the world, has been a thorn in the side of the Vatican for some time. This is SRN News. Italian police have fired tear gas as protesters clashed near the Winter Olympics hockey venue.
Italian police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters near a Winter Olympics venue. It involved a small group of violent demonstrators at the end of an otherwise peaceful march, heard here, against the presence of U.S. agents, including ICE in Italy, and the environmental impact of the Games. The clash occurred as protesters tried to access a highway near the Olympic ice hockey rink. I'm Julie Walker.
Lindsey Vonn, racing on a bad injured left knee, crashed early in the Olympic downhill today and was taken off the course in a helicopter. The 41-year-old American received medical attention for several minutes. Vonn lost control over the opening traverse after cutting the line too tight, spun around. The race was put on hold while she received treatment. While eyes are on Vonn, a feel-good story heading into the Games. This is SRN News.